So I just wanted to come back and talk about, you know, a few things that I've concluded over these past 5 years of celibacy. And so to start with, I would consider myself very black-pilled. I suppose you could use that analogy. If you're unaware of the black pill ideology, it's essentially the world revolves around looks and society revolves around looks. It's a wider scope than that, but that's the general gist around it. And so with that into consideration, the black pill ideology states that men that are sub 5, so under 5 on the attractiveness scale, are repulsive to females. And men who are 7 and above are attractive to females. And so with all that in mind and all of the, you know, dreadful situations I've been through and that have occurred in the last 5 or so years, I've really concluded, and it's very dark and depressing to say, but the female population is very twisted and altered. They have a very odd and horrendous sense of attraction. They do not find themselves attracted to intelligence. They do not find themselves attracted to sophistication, so someone who is sophisticated. And they certainly don't find themselves attracted to blind people. And this is just a very horrendous, terrible conclusion. And so, well, how do we solve this problem? Well, I think the most logical solution is no more rights for women. So what would we do? You would start by altering genetics. You could also start by placing women under captivity and chain them to walls because they are beasts. They are wretched beasts. Simply because their sense of attraction is so horrific. They are perceived as beasts by us incels that see the light and have looked past the monogamy of the world and see the truth. Other incels have proposed this theory, such as Elliot Rodger and Alec Manassione. Those are two of the most prevalent head incels in the community. And I would say I would share the same views as them, although I do not agree with some of Elliot's, you know, theories on the matter. I do agree, though, that women should be chastised. I also agree that they should be kept in captivity. They should be chained and they should be used. In the world should be nothing but men. But I go a little deeper. I don't think it's just women that are perverted and have an altered sense of reality or an altered sense of attraction, per se. I would say that it is black people as well. They are, on average, widely, widely more aggressive than any other race. They, on average, have a lower IQ. They're less agreeable, and they're less open to experience. So I think that alongside women, black people need to be put in captivity as well. And this may seem disturbing to some of you, but the simple answer is you are not intelligent enough to comprehend the truth. And you are not at a level of comprehension to where you can see the light. So I would recommend that you just sit and ponder over this proposition that I've proposed and really consider it. And there are many counter arguments that you can come up with, and I would be happy to debate you. I mean, that's really the entire gist of why I think the world is so horrific. It's not because of us men. It's because of girls. Period. It's because of women. That is why the world is so horrific. That is why other incels have been driven to commit mass murder. Because of women. So, to remedy that, we put them in captivity. Or we kill them. It's as simple as that.